Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what this is. PSA Radio. We are back. Segments again. Man, you already know what the fuck this is. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime, and this shit, this radio shit, Dre Three Letterman. What's good, my G?
What the fuck is good, man? PSA motherfucking radio, man. Let's talk the shit.
Man, we got some big cards announced today. We got two guests on coming up tonight. We have Miss Gracie, owner of Guerrilla Warfare, major card that was announced. And we have one of the battlers that is headlining that card, official, who is battling Lady Luck on the Crown 2 card. So shout out to Guerrilla Warfare for this Crown 2 card, first of all. Now, Dre, let's just go down this list and give our predictions for this card, my G. Because everybody's waiting for it. They want us to discuss this. Let's go. Let's go bottom up. Let's go JC versus Born.
My nigga. Timbo, I don't know how niggas be feeling about Newborn, but if you're a battle rap fan, niggas got to respect Newborn the last 2 years, my nigga. I'm sorry. I know niggas would say he's not on URL, whatever. Fine. Whatever. Y'all niggas could live by that code. I don't subscribe to that all the time. Sorry. But if you're just talking battle rap and bars, nigga, Newborn is good, B. I'm saying this. For real. My nigga, Newborn battles been on point, son. He's been on point. I don't want to go away from the subject for a second. At some point, I do want to see Newborn and Chilla Jones battle. At some point. JC, my nigga, fucks with you. I don't really like the gear you wear sometimes at the battles. It just looks like, you know, you're wearing a fucking 3X or a triple X shirt and you're like 5'2", my nigga, a 120 soaking wet. You know, and you're wearing a fucking 5 and a 3/8 fitted, but that's a different story. I don't know, man. Did JC get lost in the shuffle, my nigga?
Did he get what?
Did he get lost in the shuffle? Because after Chilla...
You know, I think he did, just because, you remember, there was a time when JC was taking every battle, man.
Facts.
Every battle. And you know what? I really feel like some things didn't necessarily go his way. For instance, the Armageddon battle that he had with Young Ill, it was on a stage where there was nobody really in the crowd because of things, circumstances that happened that didn't allow Armageddon to actually go down at that venue. So I think some things have probably worked against him, but he's taken a lot of battles, right? Tons of battles. So I think we start to see the effect that that has.
You lost to K-Shine. That nigga was fucking Michael Jackson on you on the third round, JC. My nigga, how did you lose to that funny style nigga, 100 Bullets, my nigga? Yeah, the one round of battle you had with fucking this nigga, Charlie Clips, I did like that. But yo, I gotta be fair now. His battle on RDE with fucking Adi Boom was cool. You know what I'm saying? JC showed up. With that being said, I'm going Newborn 2-1 in a close battle. Newborn 2-1.
Newborn 2-1. You know what? I'm going JC 2-1 on this battle. Yeah. It's going to be a close one. But I'm going JC 2-1, man. I think he has a little bit more presence than Newborn does. And I think he caters to the crowd a little bit more than Newborn does, I feel like. You know?
Yeah. And it's in the Midwest, too. It's in the Midwest, too, which is a plus. You know what I'm saying?
So, let's see, man. I got JC winning this battle 2-1, though, over Born. So, see what happens, man. Next up, crazy battle. Ill Will versus K-Shine.
Damn.
Who you got?
Shout out to Gracie and Guerrilla Warfare again, man. Jesus. yo, my nigga, I'm feeling this battle, bro. This is going to be... the fucking, I'm not saying a grudge match, but this is where niggas are going to be punching. Like, I'm expecting blood on both these niggas' mouths. Pause. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? K-Sean, my nigga, I already said I think you're the most improved battle rap in 2015, my G. I think you made first team all battle rap team this year. This is a little different because you've been ever since Verb, you've been rolling with your bro DNA. So the writing process, I'm not going to say it's easy, obviously, because y'all writing together, but now you got to prepare 3 rounds. You know what I'm saying? Let's see how you do going back on a one-on-one, you know what I'm saying, back on one-on-one matches and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think K-Sean got to keep the fucking wheel moving, son. He got to keep the wheel moving. You can't come out lackluster and shit. You got to keep it moving. K-Sean did tell us after the battle of Wavy that he's not playing. You know what I'm saying? It will, my nigga. I've always said that. I just thought you're like a high school player that went straight to the league so quickly. The accolades is thrown on you. You know what I'm saying? They put the jersey in your back and gave you the rock a little early and shit. The DNA battle had to humble you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because Ill Will was a monster at one time, son. I mean, a fucking monster. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with Ill Will. Did like the battle with fucking him and Big K. That was a fucking dope battle. If you niggas ain't watched that, you fucking bugging. I'm going K-Sean 2-1.
K-Sean 2-1.
Hey, I know it's in the Midwest. I know it's in the Midwest, but I'm still going to give it a shot, son.
You know what? I'm glad this battle is actually happening. It is on November 21st, so it is a few months away, this card. So bar any complications, hopefully everything does end up going down. But I'm going to have to go with – I'm going K-Sean on this one too, man. I'm going Sean's been on a tear lately, and, you know, we spoke about it before. I feel like the 2-on-2s keep him polished. I think those are good for him to do. And, I mean, the battles that he's had lately, man, he's been crazy. So it's good to see Sean back in that form. So hopefully, if everything goes to plan, then that continues. You know, this is, like I said, November. So, but I can only go on – we can only go on what's going on right now. You know, the battlers.
Would it surprise you if Will beat Sean Timbo? Would it surprise you?
No, it wouldn't surprise me. No.
And does the home court advantage thing, because you battle in the Midwest, how much power does that help? Because obviously in the room it helps, but how much do you think that really owes weight? Because I've seen niggas lose in the crib.
I don't think a lot in this battle. I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Truth be told, yes, I'm a Brooklyn born nigga, but the Midwest, Cali, and Canada, they give niggas chances to rap. You all gonna call us fucking savages and shit. You know what I'm saying? You can get away with a little more shit. They much more lenient and shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm gonna shout out 2-1, OB.
It's gonna be a good one, man. It's gonna be a good one. Too bad we gotta wait till November 21st. But this card is looking crazy so far. Next up, Daylight versus O-Red. What you got?
O-Red. I'm gonna keep it real, my G. O-Red, I'm gonna keep it real with you, my G. I really don't fuck with you like that, O-Red. I really don't, my dude. I don't think you're whack, O-Red. Your voice does irritate me sometimes. It does sound like a fucking somebody taking their hands and scratching the fucking blackboard. It's like a freeway thing going on. It scares me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I would say this about O-Red, though. He has beat Charlie Clips. He has beat T-Rex. Now, niggas will say both those brothers are not on his A-game. He beat a Young Ill, too, when niggas was not really... And let's be real, this is no excuse for these niggas. Before you try to flame us on the comments, I'm not giving niggas no excuses, but you can't sit there and tell me that T-Rex and Charlie Clips took O-Red serious. That's their fault, yes. I'm going to say it again, that's their fault, yes. They should come prepared. But Young Ill was looking like a fucking crackhead on the fucking stage, looking like fucking that nigga in Dave Chappelle's show. Rex didn't look like he gave a fuck. I'm going to wonder now, is Daylight going to have an antic? That's the point I'm coming. Is he going to take O-Red serious, Timbo? That's what I'm going with. That's what my concern is. Daylight, my nigga, when you come to rap, you come to rap. Daylight, you can't come off the Oops battle, and then you're supposed to battle Big T when my bro was trying to go see you at in Cali. You don't, that battle don't go. I'm not saying it's your fault, Quill. I'm just saying it doesn't happen. Just take all that serious. If he takes it serious, I got Daylight winning 2-1. Clearly. If he comes to rap. If you come with the bullshit, I'm concerned now is Daylight gonna take this serious. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he gonna pull that monkey shit in the Midwest either. That's in Chicago. My nigga, let's be real. You don't want a Daylight? Let's be real. We want you to get back to Cali. You got a son. Don't do no dumb shit in the air with them niggas gonna try to throw you out the fucking front door like fucking Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, my G. We don't want to see that. I'm going Quill 2-1 clearly, man. Clearly, if he raps clearly. I might say 3-0, but I'm going 2-1.
Shit.
2-1. Quill.
I'm going Daylight 2-1 just based off of the fact that he can rap better than Red.
But rap, you know Red gonna do the sports teams and shit. You know what I mean? He gonna do the heavy sports teams.
Nobody wants to hear that shit. You know what Daylight's gonna do with an old Red? Man, come on. Come on. No.
Is Quill gonna come to rap, Lil Timbo, or you come with the bullshit? That's what we don't know, obviously, but that's my concern.
I mean, I think he's gonna come to rap. I hope he comes to rap. Listen, I know Daylight does all these answers. I get it. But I go into the battle thinking that he's gonna be rapping. So I'm not gonna go into it and say, oh, well, Daylight's gonna fucking do an antic on this one. So I don't give a shit. You know, I don't have a winning. So, but I think he's gonna rap, and I think that he's gonna out rap Red. Red hasn't been in front of Quill before. He hasn't been really in front of an artist, a rapper like Quill before. So,
come on, son. He battled Charlie Clips and T-Rex, my nigga. He battled Say So. He battled
Daylight.
Come on, son. Let's not act like Quill is 20 times better than Charlie Clips and T-Rex, my nigga. Let's not do that. I know that's your man's in them, but let's not act like Quill. I mean, come on. He's standing in front of killers, B. Red ain't no, I'm not saying Red ain't no stars. I don't be feeling like that, but he's not.
But lately, all right, lately, what has Red done? Lately.
I'm still mad at O-Red for losing at the crib at Hitman Holler. How the fuck did you lose at the crib like that, my nigga? You from Jersey. Hitman took your powers away, my nigga.
Now he's going to stand in front of somebody that can actually rap. I feel like it's going to be a 2-1 or a 3-0. I'm not going to be surprised in a 3-0 by Quill over Red. At all. I think it could happen. We gotta see.
All right.
Next up, we have Charlie Clips versus Big Cannon. That was supposed to go down
finally. A while ago. Finally. Finally.
Who you got on this battle, bro? Is this
first of all, Charlie Clips?
Intrigued.
Let me holler at you first, Charlie Clips.
Uh-oh.
Please don't come there at 50%, Charlie Clips. You owe Big Cannon that, my nigga, because the battle ain't go down. You still owe Chilla Jones a battle because that shit ain't go down. You know, niggas are sick and all this other crazy shit, but Clips, my nigga, please. There's no way you can sit on the bench this long. Not this long, pardon me. You heard the rumblings from the Hollow Down battle and shit, my nigga. Come on, B. I just know Big Cannon's gonna show up. I fucking know that. This is what I do know. I do know that. You think Big Cannon's not coming to show up, Timbo? He's going to show up, right? I don't think Big Cannon, yo, I always say this. I think Big Cannon is one of the most unappreciated battle rappers, man. That nigga could rap. And he has replay value in his raps. He's straight up and down. I think Son is dumb nice. I mean, him and Mr. Mills, goddamn, that's one of the dope battles this year in 2015. Let's be clear. You know, so Clips, you owe Big Cannon this, my nigga. You can't come there on some bullshit. You owe him that. Now, fuck the fans, man. Or you preoccupied doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Clips, you got to come on the show. We got to chop the favor with you, my nigga. That's a different story.
No.
My nigga, I'm going to go Big Cannon 2-1. Flaming comments. Go ahead. 5, 4, 3, 2. Flaming.
You're crazy, bro. Will you be surprised if Clips wins it?
Hell no, I won't be surprised, dog. Hell no, I won't be surprised at all. I'm just telling y'all that I know Big Ken is going to show up. That I do know. I think he still got that fucking irritation on his shoulder, that dirt on his shoulder from my battle the first time.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now, you got this nigga now, you want to fuck on Cannon. This is your time too, my nigga. The nigga left you out there, y'all didn't battle. Now, scrap them 3 rounds, or you got to rearrange them 3 rounds that you had before, my nigga. I'm vouching for you, nigga. I'm about to get framed. I'm vouching for you, Big Cannon. 2-1 in a very close battle, debatable battle. Let's be clear. 2-1, very debatable. I think Clips is going to respect Big Cannon, and I know in the back of his subconscious, he got to be like, yo, I owe this nigga 3 rounds. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good battle. I think you're right, though, when you say that Cannon, it's going to be a little bit extra for Cannon just because that this didn't go down before and he was upset about it for whatever happened. But I was just bullshitting when I was telling you, like, oh, yeah, you're crazy. Now, I got Cannon winning 2-1 also, man. I think he's going to have a conversation with the congregation, as we love saying.
Conversation with the congregation.
He's going to speak to Cliff. And I think Cannon is going to go crazy in this battle. Do you think Clips is going to go crazy in this battle?
Yes. Because I know Clips, no Cannon not coming to play.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know your opponent, my nigga. He, like I'm saying, he knows that, yo, Cannon wants this, my nigga. And sometimes when nigga want this, sometimes you got to put him back in his place. And would I be shocked if Clips be Cannon? Hell no, my nigga. Come on, it's Charlie Clips are talking about it. You know what I'm saying? I just think Cannon's going to come out there on some savage shit, my nigga. I think he wants to, like, yo, my nigga, for real? Bruh. Don't come in here talking about Cortez and D-Chambers, all other niggas out there. Now, we don't want to hear that, Clips. Please don't go address other niggas. Please. Please. And keep the freestyles down to a minimum, my nigga. Come right 3 rounds, Clips. 3 rounds, my nigga. You got it in you. You are one of the dudes out here, my nigga. You're top 3. To me. Top 5. Without no question.
Yep.
You owe Canada, my nigga.
I think he does. It was a great battle. I think you're right. I think it'll be a good one, though, man.
It's going to be a good battle. It's going to be a good battle. Hope it is. I hope you're not locking them headsets in no more either. Please, no headsets. Please, give a little off there. No headsets. We don't need the telemarketing headsets. We're good with that. The Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation jump offs? No.
Oh, man. Cannon versus Clips. Next up, Hitman Holla versus Shotgun Shug, Dre. You've been calling for this one.
Say it again, Timbo. Say it again, God.
Hitman Holla versus Shotgun Shug is going down.
My G, Timbo. There's two battles this year that I've been vouching for. I've been screaming Shotgun Shug and T-Top. Smack, go ahead and drop that shit too, my nigga. And I've been screaming for this. Hitman Holla. We holla at you, my nigga. You my dude. I fucks with Hitman Holla. I don't, niggas be saying Hitman Holla don't got bars. You know I always tell niggas when niggas say Hitman don't got bars, Timbo? Then why is it that when niggas battle Hitman, they always take his fucking lines? Can somebody explain that to me? If a nigga don't got no fucking bars, why is every time niggas battle this nigga, they take his shit and use it against him? You feel me?
I feel you.
Shotgun Shug. First of all, man, you gotta know this nigga wants you, my dude. This nigga wants you. And let's look at your record, Hitman Holla, against Jersey for a second. This is gonna be the fucking, he got everybody in Jersey, besides Rada Z. He beat Oz. He lost to Surf. He beat O-Red. Suge not coming to play. Suge is not coming to play, my nigga. Suge not coming to play. And I see all the love all of a sudden for my nigga Shotgun Suge, as they, you niggas should. As you niggas should. I fucks with him, man, holla heavy. Suge is my man's in them. Timbo, I don't know where to go with this one. I really don't know. I'm going to go ahead, man, holla 2-1. In a very close battle, man. In a very, very, very close battle. Very close battle. Should not come into play, though. Don't get it fucked up because I think Hitman 2-1. I'm telling you niggas now, in a close battle, Suge's not coming to play against this nigga. Suge's going to try to balk on this nigga, but I just think Hitman, I think he's going to pull it out in the third. I think he's going to pull it out in the third. I got Hitman in a very close battle.
Dre, this is tough, man. This is tough. I could really see this battle going either way with how these guys are performing right now.
Yeah.
I could really, really, really see this battle going either way. I'm going to go Hitman with the 2-1, but I'm not going to be surprised if Suge goes crazy and takes this battle. Kind of with the upset. Is it an upset if Suge wins this?
Ah, damn, Timbo. That question, Jesus. Ah. You know what? To the masses, I think it's going to be split. It's going to be a bunch of people saying, hell yeah, it's a fucking upset if he beats him. And then you're going to have people saying, nah, my nigga Timbo, slow down with that question. Because you know what? Suge been on a fucking tear this year. And he got a little momentum and shit. And this is the nigga that he wants. He been screaming.
Yeah.
These niggas been going back and forth for a hot minute, son. This is the grudge match of grudge matches. Let's be clear. This is the grudge match right here. You know, this is the grudge match. If you're looking for the grudge match, here it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Here it goes. In your fucking face. Is it upset? I think it's undecided. I think people, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be on the fence with that one. Y'all leave comments on the bottom. I mean, what y'all think? Y'all think, to Timbo's question, that if Suge beats Hitman, is that considered an upset?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you this, Timbo, I think some people out there right now think Suge could beat Hitman, though.
Yeah.
And they would a year ago. Then they would have in 2014. You ask that question?
Yeah.
Niggas like, hell yeah, son. Come on, man. Come on, let me ask that question, my G. Come on. You really asking that question, my nigga?
Now it's Suge.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, Hitman is Suge.
It's going to be a goodie, man. We've been waiting for this one. Yo, we got the guest calling up right now. You know what? Let's run through these last two real quick. A-Verb versus Sue Surf.
Girl of the Warfare, I love y'all. I fucking love y'all. How the fuck did y'all get A-Verb and Sue Surf? My nigga, this should be a fucking the C word. This should be a C word. I'm not going to say it. It should be the C word. It should be the C word. I hope it's a C word. Bird, my nigga, got your ass kicked against my nigga Sean. And yes, motherfuckers, I did pick Sean to beat this nigga. Whew, Surf, I know you've been talking your shit, my nigga. I think your focus is on fucking this nigga, Murder Mook. I'm going A-Verb 2-1.
You
want Verb
2-1?
Yeah.
Look, man, I think Surf's attention is on Mook, but I'm going Surf with the clear 2-1 win over Verb. Clear 2-1 win over Verb. I think it's going to be a dual battle, though, man. Like you said, it. Shout out to Guerrilla Warfare for making this happen. The headline battle, main event, the return of Lady Luck back in the day, battled Remy Ma, just classic, going up against arguably one of the best female battle rappers right now.
Facts.
Official, Lady Luck versus Official, main event. Dre, real quick, who do you got winning this
match? Official, I'm sorry. I just say it like that, Official. Lady Luck, I'm sorry.
Official.
I respect you. I love your fucking verse on fucking Sarah Mark Simon Sen's remix and all that. But I'm going Official. Until y'all chicks show me y'all can be the official winning that shit, my nigga. Clearly. 2-1. I'm sorry, Lindsey Ruff. You got to show me something.
We spoke about this. This is crazy that Luck's coming back to a just someone like official. I mean, at the top of the game right now. And, I mean, what she did on that big stage and against Jazz and all that, man, it's crazy. I got official 3-0.
Damn.
Against Luck, man.
Come on, son. You got to give Luck respect, though, my nigga.
I respect. Don't get me wrong. I respect her coming back. But at the same time, my G, you got to show official respect.
Definitely, definitely. But I'm getting a Luck around,
though. 3-0. The Guerrilla Warfare Round 2 event, November 21st, Illinois. It's going down at Adriana's. Man, I can just read off all this shit, but Crown 2, just be ready for that. And shout
we have bulletproof vests.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy. So let's get the owner of the league on now. I don't see a better time to do that. Let's get her on to talk about bringing Lady Luck back, the battles that are going down, get some details on them. Let's get her on right now. Miss Gracie. Gracie, what's good?
Yo, what's poppin'?
Hey, what's poppin'? Going on? Yo.
You gonna stop talking about some motherfucking headphones, nigga. You know after that. You know we did another event after that. We had
Since my bad, yo, my bad. My posse.
What's poppin', y'all? What's poppin'?
How? Great. I need to know, how did you get Lady Luck on this shit, man? I'm just official. What the fuck?
I just reached out, you know. You know, I'm real known, you know, in the battle world. So I just reached out, you know, just to see what Luck was at with it. And she was all for it. And once I knew that, it was a go from that. And I already knew I wanted her versus Official, because Official is probably the number one female battler right now. And she deserves it.
Well, let me ask you a question, Gracie. Do you think that you set up Lady Luck in a way? You set her up for failure? Some people would say that.
No, I don't feel like that. I feel like Lady Luck is a legend. And ain't no telling what anything could happen. I see people's opinions on Luck and what they think Official going to do to her. But at the end of the day, people have to remember anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I don't feel like I set her up.
I just think she should got a warm up, man. I think they should have been a warm up. I understand this isn't the blood, and I watched her against Rummy Ma, but you going against one of them, a savage right now, and them punches, they come at you. No matter if you got the gloves up to your face, she's still catching you. You get what I'm saying here? Like,
We gonna see what's gonna happen.
All right. What about your brother and Charlie Clips? I got your brother beating Charlie Clips on the strength of this battle should happen, and I think Cannon right now is gonna want to murk this nigga Charlie Clips.
Well, you know, at the time, you know, they talked about it last year, but, you know, at the time, Clips had some real big family issues going on, so he wasn't able to do the battle at the time. So, and, you know, we came back around to this time. We like, okay, well, we might as well just do you with the Clips battle. Of course, I hit Clips, and, you know, it was on. It was on the podcast. Like, realistically, it took us about 2 months to get this card together. To be real with you, the flyer you're looking at, Timbo, that's not even a finished flyer. Like, that's...
Really?
The card not even finished.
What do you mean the card ain't even finished?
The card is not finished. We still got a few battles we gotta add on that.
Hold up, yo. Wait a minute. Not only do you got Hitman and Shug, Verb and Surf, Luck... and fucking Official, they like, I mean, really? You got more?
Yeah, we got a few more battles to go on there. It ain't nothing.
Can you leak one? Come on, leak one on P. Leak one. Just one on PSA. Come on, leak one. Leak one. Come on.
I can't.
Come on, leak one, man. Come on, man.
I can't leak nothing because we still in the talks and getting them together. So I can't really leak nothing because nothing is, like, concrete yet.
Okay. Y'all need to holler at that boy, Chef Trez. You know that? Watch out for that boy, Chef Trez. Remember I told you that.
We can't have that Chef Trez, because I believe Chef Trez is under some type of contract with Glow. So, you know, I stay away from them dudes, you know.
Okay.
Dudes on contracts, you know, I try to stay away from them because, you know, I respect that. They on contract and I respect it, so I just stay away from it.
Okay. All right, Gracie, I got to ask you this, though. Hitman Holla versus Shotgun Shug. Now,
that's the most controversial battle, ain't it?
Yeah, I love
this
that
battle,
shit.
This battle we were just talking about. Like, this, what battle needs to happen? Who does Hitman have to battle next? And this shit is going down. How did this end up coming about? I mean, were you listening on Twitter? Do you guys, like, you know, see what people want to see? And you're like,
all right,
man, let's go.
I'm about to be real with you because that's like the most. Everybody seems to be upset that that battle is happening out here because
they stupid. Y'all niggas are dumb. Hold on. Y'all niggas are dumb out there.
Hold on, listen, Jay. I'm going to be real with y'all. When we started setting up the event, right, we definitely wanted Verb and Surf. That was the first battle I think we set up. Yeah, that was the first battle we said it was Verb and Surf. Then we wanted Hitman and K-Shine. Suge wasn't originally on the card. And so, you know, I was hollering at Surf and shit. Surf like, Gracie, you know what would be crazy if y'all do, like, the Jersey versus St. Louis shit. Y'all need to do Hitman and Suge. But at the time, I'm like, ain't they happening on Summer Madness? They like, no, you know, I hollered at them. They like, no, we not battling them from the match. So I'm like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? So that's how the Jersey versus St. Louis thing came about. But that was not our original battle. Like, we wanted Hitman K-Shine at first.
Well, I think the right decision was made.
All these niggas out here talking about we stole URL battle and all this. Like, y'all sound crazy. Like, anybody that know me, listen, I could have had Charlie Crist and Calico, but guess what? Niggas like, yo, URL trying to do that card, that battle with later this year. And I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going to stay away from that. You know, I'm not the type of person. If I know a nigga's going to try to do the battle or they want the battle, I'm going to stay away from it. Or if they have the battle, I'm going to stay away from it. So, you know, when I heard, yo, URL probably going to try to do that battle later this year, I'm like, all right, cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay away from that. You know, they want that battle, cool. So when niggas say we stole Suge and Hitman from URL, like, that's absolutely crazy. For one, how we steal the battle when both they agreed to battle out here? Like, if they was battling on Summer Madness, I don't think they would have signed our contracts. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Like, they wouldn't have.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that just don't make sense to me. So, you know, I let the fans be the fans, though. You know, if this was me 3-4 years ago, I probably would have been snapping, but I had to give my life to God, so I let the fans say what they want to say, yo, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I haven't told nobody this, so this is the first time I'm probably announcing this, like, publicly, but this is my last event. Like, I'm just bow out gracefully.
Really?
This is my last event. Yeah, that's why I'm going out with a bang. This is my last event. That's why we having an award ceremony, these battles. That's why the card is so stacked. Like, I'm going to go out with a bang. It's time for me to sit down. I've been doing this shit for 7 years. 7 years I've been doing this. I'm tired.
Well, this is a way to go out then. Shit. I mean, this card is stacked, Gracie. JC Bourne, Ill Will Shine, which I believe you made the right decision on for to have Shine battle Will. And then once you got Shotgun, realizing he's going to be on the car, put him against Hitman. Now, this is the million-dollar question. I'm sure you were prepared that this was going to be asked. The million-dollar question about all of these battles. Gracie,
Listen, before you even ask that, these battles are three rounds, three
There
minutes.
We go. That's all we needed. That's it. I didn't have to finish the question. You know what? It's funny. The card came out. This is not even the full card, like you said. The shit came out, and people were speculating, oh, they don't got the bread for that. These are all one-round battles. These are one-rounders. Nah.
What's so crazy to me about that is like, yo, we did even, what, two, almost 3 years ago with all one-rounders, and niggas still, we didn't did two big events after that that was all three rounds, and y'all niggas are still asking us if we doing one-round battles. Like, that is, like, just, that's crazy to me. All these battles is 3 rounds, 3 minutes. Every, from top to bottom of a fucking card, 3 rounds.
3 rounds, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we need to know. Yo, this card is crazy. Now, you said you're bowing out gracefully after this. Are you going to still kind of be in the scene as far as maybe like consulting or helping any other leagues or keeping this? Is Guerrilla Warfare going to still be a league?
Guerrilla Warfare is still gonna always be elite. My partners, they think I'm just playing when I say I'm a bow out gracefully. But you know, I didn't did this before. I didn't took a break for about 2 years and came right back in. So you never know what's gonna happen in the future. But Guerrilla Warfare will still be elite.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna always be interactive in the battle world because I didn't been in it for so long. So many people know me, so I'm going to always be in it. Like, no matter what I do, I'm going to always be in it and attached to it.
Gracie, I wanted to ask this real quick. People were wondering, is there going to, this is not the official flyer, is there going to be a pay-per-view available or no?
We're actually working on that because we know a lot of people want the live stream, and we are working so hard trying to get a live stream. But see, what people don't realize is it takes so much to do a live stream. You have to have like 4, 5, 6 servers to make sure your site doing good. Like, it's a lot that goes into trying to do a live stream event. So we're currently working on trying to weigh our options to see which route we want to go, because, of course, we wouldn't want to do live stream and then the site is crashing and all these people didn't pay their money. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly,
yeah. We're trying to see what's going to work best for us right now.
Yeah.
All right, well, yo, we appreciate you rocking with us, giving us a little information, man. We're going to make sure we rock out to support your Guerrilla Warfare card, first off. And when you got that card, please, hit us up.
Oh, you know I got you. I always hit you up, Dre.
You already, man. All
right, y'all.
That's what it is. Hey, hope. Hello?
Yo. Coming up.
Yo.
Next on, we're bringing this artist on. She's battling the return of Lady Luck. I mean, it's just going to be crazy. We got her on right now. PSA, welcome. Official, what's good?
What's up? What's good?
Now it's
good. Uh-oh.
Yo. Are you hyped?
What's up?
I got to ask you the first question off the rip. Are you hyped?
Yeah, I'm hyped. I'm really hyped. I'm a little disappointed because everybody's like, oh, she's going to kill a 3-0 body bag. Like, I didn't want them to do that. So that's the only thing about the matchup that's not sitting well with me, that I feel like people are sleeping on Luck.
But did that put pressure on you? Because people feel like, yo, you're obviously the favorite going into this shit. I guess
yeah,
a legend.
Because it feels like, it's like going into it, you like, oh, she's going to body bag her. And I feel like not seeing Lady Luck in 10 years, like, can have a lot of shock value. Like, even if she do a little bit. It's going to be like, oh, snap, because they're not expecting it. Like, so I feel like even if she come and show up, like, by them saying it's a body bag, it's just, I don't know. I just don't like going into the battles like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody, they have a body bag someone. Like, it's been a
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I bag someone.
So, when you, go ahead, Trey.
No, I was gonna ask her, what happened to you, Hustle Load? That's not happening.
Yo, I don't know. It may be, it may not. I don't know.
Uh oh. Not sounding too sure. Hey, but no, we're really excited about this Lady Luck. Now, official, was this something that was put together? Like, did they ask Luck who she felt that she wanted to go against, and was she like, "Yo, I want to battle official"? Or was it brought to the table? Because, I mean, we're thinking that she's going at the top, the tippy top, to come back. And I think that's crazy. Was that what she wanted?
I don't know. Like, I just got the call, and it's like, yo, we want you to battle Lady Luck. Shout out to Gracie and Big Cam. And I was like, oh, you serious? They was like, yeah, we want you to battle Luck. And I just was like, hell yeah, I'm with it. I don't care what I got to do. Like, I'm battling her. So I don't know if she wanted me or if that's the battle they wanted to set up. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think it's going to be dope, though. I think it's going to be dope. What do you think of the rest of the card when you saw everybody else who was going to be on it?
I think it's a fire card. And I feel like if Guerrilla Warfare, they don't have, like, such a big crowd like Smack. So I feel like the room is going to be the perfect size to where everybody going to bars off. Like, I don't feel like nobody's going to get booed. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be a good event. All of the battles are good battles. They should all turn out good. So,
word.
Yeah. That card. That's somebody's card. I need to see what Summer Madness is looking like. Because that card looking like the best card this year so far.
Are you going to Summer Madness? Word. Good question, too.
Am I more Summer Madness? I don't know, man. I'm trying to see what Hustle go do. Like,
you gotta battle a dude, official. Come on, nah.
Word.
Nah, real talk.
I want to battle a dude. But Smack was like, no, I want to get you with a female so I can, you know, a lot of people on this platform.
Come on, Smack.
No. So he wants to keep, like, kind of introduce me more to them with that. I'm like, well, Smack, you know, it ain't that many females left for me to battle. Like, I didn't battle all these bitches. You may not know that, but
right.
Only so long. And I want to be the. That's really what my plan is. Like, there's only so many females after Luck and Hustle. I only got 40 left. 40 is the only female I pretty much have left. And after that, I want to battle dude. So I want to be like the first chick to battle a dude on the main stage. Like, to make it all right for females to battle niggas. So that's really what the plan is. Like, when people mention a top five, I want them to mention me with it, like, without categorizing me with the females. Like, oh, my top five is Lux, Clips, Official, Newborn. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to do. So hopefully that's how
it goes out. I'm trying to see Official versus Kayshawn. That's all I'm trying to see.
Yeah, that'll be dope.
On
that'd
the
be
big
dope.
Stage.
That'd be dope. It won't happen. I'm thinking.
Be magic.
And Rock, T-Rock's ready. T-Rock want to battle me. Surf said he'll battle me. Charlie Clips text me that he want to kill me. So, I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. T-Rock surf or Clips. Like, I'm trying to go big or go nothing at all. Like, I want the top niggas.
It sounds like Official going to be like the first female to play football with niggas.
You know what I mean? Exactly. They picking me to play football. They going to throw the ball to me. They're not going to try and push me. Like, they going to hit me hard. Like, I want all of that. Because I'm going to fuck you up. Like, they're not going to play football. I'm the Ronda Rousey of this shit. Like, I beat bitches. It's time for me to fuck beating these niggas.
Shit. Oh, man.
Yeah. Official Summer Madness 5. I really hope that call comes.
Yeah, for real.
I really feel like you're playing with us, and it's been there.
Yeah, I feel like it'll make the perfect year for me. I'll have Jazz, Hustle, then Lady Luck, and hopefully then 40, and then a dude. Like, that's like the perfect year, so I'm just trying to get that to where.
Are you excited though? Are you excited for Lady Luck, even though it's a name? Like, because people like, I don't mean to hop back on that, but because people are saying you're going to win 3-0, is it more like, I don't want you to go like a days ago now, you know what I'm saying? Feel like, oh, I got this in the bag and shit, you know what I'm saying? Not saying you sleeping. I don't think you're going to sleep with anybody, because I think you've proven already that, yo, when you get an official battle, it's going to be quality, you know what I'm saying? Whether you think I lost or debatable, whatever the fuck you think it is, it's still a battle you can watch, you know what I'm saying? And I always praise battle rappers who got quality battles, you know what I'm saying? Whether you think they win or lose.
Right. I feel like Luck is dead. She's definitely going to die regardless, because I'm coming to fuck her up. I've never been to Chicago before. Like, it's just her name itself, a legend. And I'm really excited she told me to come back for us. I mean, I think that was kind of crazy. I think she still should have told Shane to Ashley or somebody. Like, I'm not sure she's going to be with. Like, I don't know. Who may have been the idea to come out of retirement with me, but I guess. So I'm excited. You know, she always show love. I've seen that a couple events. And she always show love and told me she fuck with me. So now you gotta die. Like, it's just simple. It's like another day in the office for me. Like, I don't really just know. It really is. Like, I really just do this. So she's stepping into my lane. Like, battle rap, I don't feel like it's her lane. I feel like that's my lane. Like, she's stepping into it. Like, I gotta talk to Luck. I gotta say to Luck, man. I got a lot of stuff to say.
Official, do you not want to see this as like some special huge battle? Just because, you know, to you it's not. To you it's just another, like you said, another day at the office, and you're gonna prepare just like you usually prepare, because that's how the good battles come out. You don't change it.
Right. Right.
Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I like that. I like that. November.
Like, I'm not going to overexcited. Like, I'm not going to overthink it. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to show up and do what I usually do. And that's what the fans usually like. Like, I'm not going to try and do too much and stuff. So,
if you could do the first two rounds that you did against Jazz, all three rounds against Luck.
Yeah, for real. All three. All three rounds.
All three. Making it past the official that battled Hemi, like, the one that choked. Like, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of my worst performance. I would probably say Couture. Like, I don't see Luck beating that official. Like, I don't see that happening. But I see, like, I know she can, I still don't know what she makes it off to. But she battled Remy Ma, I actually think she beat Remy. She beat Remy until the last round. Whenever that last round was when Remy ass had next her ass. And she had no choice but to give it to her because it was overtime. But I feel like them other rounds, like, she was talking some shit. She can, you could tell she could structure punchlines. So we know she know how to play. So after 10 years, all we have to see is how she's evolved. Like, she be at all of the events. She watch all of the battles. So she know what battle rap is like. Like, I feel like if anybody was to come back out of her and Remy Ma, I felt like she would do the best because she actually stayed around battle rap. So I'm not sleeping on her. You know, like, she not crazy. She know what I did to Jazz. Like, she's not going to just step in front of that just to die.
Yeah.
Yo, we do appreciate you rocking with us, man. Yo, after that battle, we want you back up here. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Salute, official.
All right, y'all.
Easy. Salute official coming on the show, PSA Radio. She is battling Lady Luck. November 21st, Crown 2 event, Guerrilla Warfare. I mean, the crowd is stacked, as you heard. There's even more battles to be announced. So just be on the lookout for that, man. You already know what the fuck this is. This is PSA Radio. We're just running this shit. It's not even fair, man. So go check out Lord Jamar's exclusive up now, and more shit dropping. A lot of shit gonna be chopped. and everything tonight, man. You already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio, them segment boys. My bro, Drake. Take us out, my G.
You already know what it is, man. Shout out to my bro, Timbo, man. Y'all already know, man. Holla.
We out.